Lebanon is days away from a social explosion, said the country's caretaker Prime Minister Hassan Diab. Mr. Diab appealed for help with a long-running economic crisis that has seen the value of the currency plummet and left much of the population short of food, fuel and medicine. The state legislature in Texas prepared to meet in a special session. Republicans are trying to pass a bill on election procedures that critics say is intended to curb voting by blacks and Hispanics. The Republicans have the wind in their sails. The federal Supreme Court, in a 6-3 decision, recently limited the scope for challenging state voting laws on racial grounds. Eric Adams was deemed to have won the Democratic primary for mayor of New York, maintaining a lead over his rivals in a ranked choice tally. Mr. Adams, a black former police captain, ran on a law and order ticket. He soaked up votes in Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, and North Manhattan. Less than a week after it opened the resort island of Phuket to fully jabbed international visitors, Thailand recorded its first case of COVID-19 in a tourist. Thailand hopes its sandbox model, where visitors can avoid quarantine if they stay in Phuket for 14 days, will allow it to reopen more parts of its tourism-dependent economy. Indonesia's COVID-19 outbreak worsened as daily cases doubled from a fortnight ago. Hospitals are approaching capacity and some have reported running out of oxygen. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson confirmed that COVID-19 restrictions would end in England on July 19th. The vaccination campaign has gone well, and although cases are surging and hospital admissions rising sharply, the number of deaths remains low. Social distancing will end, as will the mandatory use of face masks, a controversial topic in Britain. The chief medical officer, when asked, named three situations where he would still wear a mask.
Coronavirus briefs.
Luxembourg's Prime Minister, Xavier Bertel, was in a serious but stable condition in hospital after contracting COVID-19. In a reciprocal deal, Israel said it would send 700,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine that are about to expire to South Korea, where infections are rising. South Korea will return the same number of freshly produced jabs to Israel in September and October. Sydney's two-week lockdown was extended for another week. Australia's vaccine program is not going well. A study found that men in England have been 30% more likely than women to test positive for COVID-19 recently. It blamed football fans cramming into pubs to watch the Euro tournament. England beat Denmark 2-1 to reach its first international final since the World Cup in 1966, which, as one or two locals recall, England won.